But he made me believe after he dropped his body. Yeah. There is a special episode in that. Everything came to pass, whatever he said, which we couldn't believe. It was not that we didn't want to believe, but we couldn't believe such things from human level. But it was. So to anything and everything he said did come to pass. And it is coming to pass. Still it is, we are, all the images are now trying to take shape. Yeah. So what had happened is, that you all have heard about the great Darshan program in the summer months in 1969 after he passed away. So there was a great struggle also at the time. The human side of God is very difficult to tackle. We can easily tackle God in his absolute sense. But those who lived with him, you see, in the human side, is terrible. It's terrible. The struggle, the conflict, the strife that continues there all the time because of the human mind. Mind cannot grasp. Yeah. Will you please get me what God is and what God-man is, what the avatar is?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, one of the great ones, it came to light later on. Whatever it is. So now I'm going to tell you all, this is actual fact, this has taken place. So what has happened is, that Baba has passed away. And this struggle, you see, of Baba's circular going from time to time, and it was, just as Mani said, that we would like to protect his image. Baba, for us, was Baba. Everything is nothing but Baba for us. Whatever it be, world should not point a finger at him. World shouldn't say that, look at that man, he does not know his mind. And in papers it will be printed. He calls himself God in human form and he does not know his mind, you see. And he says he is going to break his silence and nothing seems to have happened. And here people have forgotten and then again he prints another circular, another thing. Now all this goes on and it is very humiliating for those who would like to edify him, you see. Yeah, I don't know how to express these things. The feelings of the ones who lived with him. You may have a little idea, I don't know. My English is very poor. So it was humiliating, very embarrassing, and all this goes on and on and on and on. At the time, on 13th of October 1969, he holds a meeting over here of all his workers that he's going to give his darshan in the summer months of 1968. I'm sorry, October 1968, he holds a meeting that he's going to give his darshan in the summer of 1969. So it will be a darshan program for all over the world. People from all over the world are coming. His family had increased to a very large extent. We knew that from all the correspondence and everything. And it's a big thing. And his health is very frail. And we knew about it. And he is, as usual, he's big, you know, in anything, any program, any plan, or anything. And so, with a very heavy heart, I'm the one who is formulating all the points and all that sort of thing. So, he's giving all these points and I'm formulating time and again, I come to mind. Again, there will be all this sort of thing. I don't know what's going to happen now. Whether will he be able to cope up with these things? It's a strain on his body. He cannot even stand without our helping him to stand and all that. How can he cope up with this thing? And I'm sad at heart. And he says, what are you thinking? And I said, Baba, but why do you want to have all this sort of thing? Right. Do what I tell you. We are the slaves. We exercised our freedom to remain as a slave. That's the only thing that pulls us on, you see. So what had happened is that you all have heard about the great Darshan program in the summer months in 1969 after he passed away. So there was a great struggle also at the time. The human side of God is very difficult to tackle. We can easily tackle God in his absolute sense. But those who lived with him, you see, in the human side, is terrible. It's terrible. The struggle, the conflict, the strife that continues there all the time because of the human mind. Mind cannot grasp. Yeah. Will you please get me what God is and what God-man is, what the avatar is?
Sure.
Yeah, one of the great ones, it came to light later on. Whatever it is. So now I'm going to tell you all, this is actual fact, this has taken place. Image. Baba, for us, was Baba. Everything is nothing but Baba for us. Whatever it be, world should not point a finger at him. World shouldn't say, that, look at that man, he does not know his mind. And in papers it should be printed. He calls himself God in human form and he does not know his mind, you see. And he says he is going to break his silence and nothing seems to have happened. And here, people have forgotten. And then again he prints another circular, another thing. All this goes on. And it is very humiliating for those who would like to edify him, you see. Yeah, I don't know how to express these things. The feelings of the ones who lived with him. You may have a little idea, I don't know. My English is very poor. So it was humiliating, very embarrassing, and all this goes on and on and on and on. At the time, on 13th of October 1969, he holds a meeting over here of all his workers that he's going to give his darshan in the summer months of 1968, I'm sorry, October 1968, he holds a meeting. His family had increased to a very large extent. We knew that from all the correspondence and everything there. And it's a big thing. And his health is very frail. And we knew about it. And he is, as usual, he's big, you know, in anything, any program, any plan, or anything. And so, with a very heavy heart, I'm the one who is formulating all the points and all that sort of thing. So, he's giving all these points and I'm formulating, you know, time and again, I come to mind. Again, there will be all this sort of thing. I don't know what's going to happen now. Whether will he be able to cope up with these things? It's a strain on his body. He cannot even stand without our helping him to stand and all that. How can he cope up with this thing? And I'm sad at heart. And he says, what are you thinking? And I said, Baba, but why do you want to have all this sort of thing? Right, do what I tell you. Do. We are the slaves. We exercised our freedom to remain as a slave. That's the only thing that pulls us on, you see. We do it, but sadness is there, knowing fully well that it cannot be coped up. Somehow or other, nobody could feel, I don't know whether anybody felt, but I felt that he is going to pass away. I did feel.
Nobody
would want to believe that. But I did feel that his body is not going to last. He won't be able to do this. I had a real feeling there. And I said, but Baba, it is not possible. Why do you want to go in for all these things? And you are circulating all throughout the world. People will be coming there. They will come by chartered planes and all this. In advance they are doing it, all that. So later on when money came, she was taking down some shorthand diaries or something of what you were saying. So there it has mentioned in the diary. What did he mention? That my responsibility is to... Then at last he said, why do you do that? Come on, he got very upset with this sort of attitude of mine. He says, look, my responsibility is to give them darshan. Your responsibility is to make arrangements. That's the end of it now. Come on, take down. Okay, do whatever you like. So we repeat, the meeting is held on 13th October 1968. I still remember that date.
That was his birthday, too.
It was my birthday, it was Meiji's birthday. And all are here, all the workers from all over the country are here. The key persons, not all the lovers. The whole hall is full with people and all that. And when it is there, so he is asking me to read out the draft of the circular. And he is appointing different parties and persons, you see, out their duties and this and that, and hotel arrangements and transport arrangements in Pune. It is to be held in Pune at Guru Prasad. And the portions allotted were, in the morning hours, Westerners would be there for 3 months. Each was allotted a week. Each group, Western group that is coming.
You mean 3 hours?
No.
Is it
3 months? 3 months. It's for 3 months. That's the reason why I felt, what is this? Day and night, and morning hours are for Westerners and evening hours for the Easterners. And I said, oh God, what's going to happen and all that sort of thing. It was a huge thing, huge program. Okay. Whatever he wants, we have to do. Face the whole situation, face the problem. We have to endure. There's no cure. So I'm trying to bring home to you how it came to pass, what he said. So to cut the whole story short, Baba passed away on 31st January. We knew that. Yes, I knew it for certain and he passed away. We are all busy there with his body and this and that. It has to happen. Body has to pass away. Anything that has a beginning has to end, as Baba himself said. Body has a beginning, it has to end. But in the midst of all this, there are people who come over here to Mehrabad from west as well as from east. He says, well, what about the circular that we have received? What do you think? Should we come during those months or we should cancel? There are Westerners, Don Stevens was there, Harry Kenmore there, others had come, you see. I said, we have chartered flights, you see, for our group. Should we cancel? It's time now, we can cancel with not much loss. I said, well, it's left to you all. But I remember these words. It's my responsibility to give you darshan. It's your responsibility to make arrangements. And then I remember one thing, when I was really sick at heart. He says, why do you feel like that? I will never let you all down. Never let you all down. Okay, so these words came to my mind. I said, look, it is left to you all. I don't say that you all should come, but it's an invitation from, remember, it's not from an ordinary person. It's from God to man. If you wish to uphold that invitation, then do come. If you don't want, it's left to you. And all did come. All did come. You were there, Chris?
Yes.
You were there. Yeah.
Just a little remark when you said that you knew Baba would pass away.
Yeah.
To leave his body.
But your brother Adi was also.
Yeah, but we didn't think, because somehow, at least as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I had the impression that we'd all go together with Baba. I don't know whether the plane would come and we'd all. But it was absolutely definite. So it never even entered my mind. How could it be? You know? Baba couldn't possibly leave us, you know. And yet he had told me that years before he dropped his body, I think before the new life, just before the new life, that if I had to go, would you look after Mera? For the first time in my life, I found myself saying no to Baba, anything you told me to do, no. And I got angry. How can you do that? How can you expect us to survive and to go on living when you're not there? I mean, how can you ask a thing of me like that? How could you do this to us, you know? And he said, he keep coming to my room. And I was just alone in my room at the time, and he was telling me this. And he said, no, it's not going to happen. It might happen like that. You all will go long before I do. But I just want you to say yes, that's all. Well, as I said, I always believe. Oh, we all will go long before. Oh, then I said yes. And he was so happy and he embraced me. And that I realized years and years later that that's what I'd already told me. And yet for some reason I thought he would always.
So that's one side of the human side of God, but then the human side comes now. So what happens now during those darshan days? Morning hours are meant for the Westerners, evening hours are for the Easterners, and everything is fine, smoothly running, you see. At 9 o'clock is the time, the clock, this is the same clock that strikes 9. Yeah. So that's how the program begins, and that is the way it goes on. So then, one afternoon, there is a congregation of Eastern lovers. And there is a man, sturdy person, and he tells me that, Eraj, can I address this congregation? I said, by all means, if it is to do with Mir Baba. Because I did not know who this person is. He knew my name, I didn't know who he was. Because many new people had come, whom we did not know, including the Westerners. So he said, yeah, it has to do with Baba. I said, if it is for Baba, then of course, you're welcome. Come on, take the mic and address the crowd. So he stands up there. And to this effect, I can't repeat what he had said, many things he had said, but this is the gist of it. He says to the crowd, you see me standing over here, not as a Mir Baba lover or follower. Oh God, I said, who the hell is he? He says, in a way, I am a follower of, not Mir Baba, but follower of his circulars. So I'm keeping quiet, looking at him. What does he want to say? So, every circular that would pass out, be circulated, I would meticulously follow every sentence, every thought that is put in that. And each time the circular came, I would read it very meticulously and ponder over what he is trying to say now. And the most amusing part was that majority of his circulars were repeated on breaking of his silence. And each time the circular was circulated, giving a date, a month and a year, and he didn't break his silence. Mind you, I was not a lover of Baba, not a follower of Mir Baba, but I was a staunch follower of his circulars. I thought that what is he trying to... It's a blunder from what we are committed, asking him to address these people. No. Breaking of his silence was a great thing, you know. He has not broken his silence and he has passed away. That's how I was, you know, my mind was like that. And now what is he going to say? I don't know. It was much discussed and much debated, you know, with the theme when Baba passed away, whether he has broken his silence or not. So he said, but most unfortunate was that I used to laugh. I was very cynical. And I used to say to myself and to my friends all over the places, even given articles in paper, that this man who calls himself God in human form does not know his own mind, you see, and he wants to break his silence and can't break his silence and all this. And each time it was like that. It was ridiculous for him to send out